You're listening to RVA Loves Poetry, a podcast where RVA students and teachers talk about the poems that we love. After examining some of our favorite poems with both mind and heart, we hope you'll love them too. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back, guys, to RVA Loves Poetry, a podcast series that tries to make listening to poetry just a little more interesting. Anyway, I'm your host for this episode, Tony, and today I have a special poem for you guys. I will be reading Dog in Bed by Joyce Seidman. For those dog lovers out there, this might be the poem for you. Alright, let's jump into the first reading of this poem. Dog in Bed by Joyce Seidman. Nose tucked under tail, you are a warm, furried planet centered in my bed. All night, I orbit tangled limb in the slim space allotted to me. If I accidentally bump you from sleep, you shift, groan, drape your chin on my hip. Oh, that languid movie star drape. I can never resist it. Digging my fingers into your fur, kneading. I wonder, how do you dream? What do you adore? Why should your black silk ears feel like happiness? This is how it is with love. Once invited, it steps gently, circles twice, and takes up as much space as you will give it.
Alright, now that we've read the poem, I have a few things I want to talk about. Firstly, I like how the poem starts off talking about the dog as if it was like a furred planet and stuff. And that kind of just reminds me of how some people make their dog the center of the universe. Like, it's crazy. Anyway, let's continue with my discussion. The poem continues on talking about how all night the dog orbits in a slim space allotted to it. I used to have a dog, but I have a cat now, and this logic still applies to me. So, funny story. I rescued the cat as it was a kitten, and it's kind of attached to me now. So, there's that. But every night, before I came here to RVA, it would just crawl by my feet and just sleep. It was so funny. But I really looked forward to that. Like, my feet would be cold, and I would just feel this warmth coming from the cat's body. And I would be like, oh, my cat's here. Yes. But I don't know. I guess she liked it, but on the other hand, she got my stinky feet, so I don't know if that was a good deal or not. But it reminds me how one night, it was a late night, it was so bad, but one night, I don't know if I was having a dream or something, but I kicked out, and I sent the cat across the room. Like, I treated that thing like a soccer ball or something like that, and I just sent it, and I woke up to a pain in my leg, my foot, and I looked down and I saw the cat had latched on to my foot and completely, like, hooked on with its fangs and teeth and talons and claws, and it was just completely eating my leg. And so I guess we both woke up grumpy because I threw her out of my room and went back to bed. So, you know, there's that. But, yeah, so it talks about the slim space allowed to it. The only space I allow my cat to hang out in is, like, the bottom of the bed. That's it. There's nothing else. Don't take up the middle of the bed. I hate when cats do that. Like, they just take up the middle of the bed, and they're like, hello, cat, can I squeeze in? Your Majesty, may I please have my bed back? And they're just like, no. Anyway, sorry. Thank you, Tony from the past. Tony from the present is taking over. Welcome back, guys. We are moving on to the fourth stanza, which has the question, what the dog is thinking or what is doing while it sleeps. I kind of like this idea because as a kid, I would always question what the cat is doing. Like, as it twitches in its sleep, I'm like, are you happy? Are you angry? What's happening in that tiny little brain? Wait, please don't tell my cat that. Anyway, crazy Tonys, let's keep on track. We are finally reaching the fifth and last stanza. We have a beautiful way of closing this poem. It's actually one of my favorite parts of this poem, and it just reminds me of when I first met my cat. I fell completely in love with her the first time I saw her. So I had my cat when she first opened her eyes, and I kind of saved her from a rainstorm, and I don't know, I felt attached to her, and it's just a beautiful story. But that's a story for a different podcast. I'm just thinking about what she did to step into my life, and thinking about this poem and what it talks about with love and all that. I just thought about my cat and how she's circled twice in my life, and the rest is history. And she's always been with me, and she's always been the way that she gives me happiness and, like, joy. And I think that's kind of, it's kind of sad, actually, because I don't know. Anyway, let's just read the poem one last time, and I'll let you guys think while I read it. Tony from the past or future? I'm getting confused. Anyway, Tony will read it. Tony from the past here is going to read it in 3, 2, 1. Dog in Bed by Joyce Sidman. Nose tucked under tail, you are a warm, furry planet centered in my bed. All night, I orbit tangled limb in the slim space allotted to me. If I accidentally bump you, you shift, groan, drape your chin on my hip. Oh, that languid movie star drape. I can never resist it. Digging my fingers into your fur, kneading, I wonder, how do you dream? What do you adore? Why should your black silk ears feel like happiness? This is how it is with love. Once invited, it steps in gently, circles twice, and takes up as much space as you will give it. Alright guys, thank you for listening to this episode of RVA Loves Poetry, with your host, me, Tony. I'll see you guys later. Bye.